You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles singer Kate McGarry and her new release, Girl Talk. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush and the music is out there. We have a great show for you today. We're featuring singer Kate McGarry and her new release, Girl Talk. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Kate regarding this new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD Girl Talk, here is Kate McGarry with We Kiss in a Shadow.
the sky. Behold and believe what you see. Behold how my lover loves me.
And this is a wonderful CD. How, you know, talk about all the, you must be anxious to get this thing out there. It's still like a couple weeks away.
Right, just 10 days. Oh, well, 11 days.
Oh, yeah, wow, you're actually counting.
Well, you know, I mean, when you record something, it's a long, you know, it's been, it takes such a long time to get it, you know, to where you're ready to release it, and by that time, it's like, okay, already.
So how do you feel about the finished work now that all the work that's gone into making it's behind you?
You know, I really like it. I think it's really one of my favorites. I usually do a lot more contemporary material and more sort of pop focused or pop jazz or. I try and put a jazz influence on pop songs and a pop influence on jazz songs or folk influence. So this one was a lot different because it was much more straight ahead, and I got to really revel in the voices of the people that I've learned from. And you know, when you do it, like when you're paying tribute to somebody, it's always, there's something very sweet about it, you know. And not that, you know, I think that. And anything that I do, it's not like it compares to the people that I'm paying tribute to. It's just, you know, everybody has things that resonate with them and stay with them, and from their, when they, you know, when they're learning this craft and reflecting on that, it feels like it makes it stronger. It makes my craft stronger, you know.
And who all did you work with in terms of production for this CD?
My husband. Was the main producer, and we recorded it at the at Maggie's Farm, which is Palmetto's recording studio in Pennsylvania, and then we ended up doing a lot of extra things down here in Durham, where Keith and I live, and he mixed it down here, and so we had, you know, because we only had like we basically had one day up at that studio, and we needed to do a lot more things with it, so we worked on it down here in Durham.
And as I said at the top of the show, you got a great team, and I meant one thing, but you were talking about the band. So talk about the band. Tell me who each of them are and what it is you thought each of them brought to the table that made this thing work.
Sure, Brian. First of all, Keith Gans is my husband and also does some arrangements. He arranged This Heart of Mine. And as well as we co-arranged a number of tunes, like We Kiss in the Shadow and I Know That You Know, and he's just like anyone's dream companion, in terms of that we're both on the same page about what our vision is for the record and what we want it to sound like, and he and his way of playing, just it's so in alignment with how I feel about music. It's spontaneous and melodic. He's always very melodic. So that Keith just brings so much to the table in that way. Gary Versace is the organist and pianist, and I've been playing with him for 10 years also. And he's just so creative and sympathetic and sensitive of a player, but also really strong and swinging and gutsy. He's really, really a beautiful artist, and I always feel very safe and expanded working with him. So he's amazing. Reuben Rogers is our bass player, who's you know, been bass player for Diane Reeves for many years, and Charles Lloyd, and Joshua Redman, and so many groups. He is just the swinginest and kind of, I don't know, most grounded, but very buoyant and fun human being, and his playing is just like that too. It's so full of love and energy, but also really grounded, really taking care of business, which is why he probably plays the bass. And Clarence Penn is our drummer, and this is I've been playing again with him for many years, and he's such a sensitive artist, and it just brings his absolute best to make the, you know, the team shine, and is always thinking like an orchestrator. He's a very unique player and very versatile, and just a joy to play with. So that's my band.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that get started?
I've been singing since I was a little 3-year-old, I guess, or whenever. 18 months, my mom said I was singing Hello, Dolly, and knew all the lyrics, even if I couldn't pronounce them all. So I don't have a tape of it to prove it, but I believe her. I've just always loved music and have always been singing, and I studied jazz at... my degree was in Afro-American music and jazz at University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and there was a great team of people there that I learned from, and have been singing professionally since for almost 30 years.
So it was primarily jazz music that got you on this path then.
You know, that jazz was the music that I felt that I had the most room to express myself, and that it could kind of handle any emotion and any nuance as well. Like I felt like so many of the feelings that I had growing up were best expressed through the freedom of jazz music. Much more so than folk or pop music or rock, which all had sort of seemed too confined. It wasn't until I was hearing jazz that I felt like this music has the breadth and the depth to hold any kind of feeling that I could have and express it.
What artists inspired you?
As I mentioned on the record, I'd say Betty Carter is one of my main ones. She's just so fierce and free, and I'm always striving to experience more of that, and to you know, she's a beacon for me. Carmen McRae, for sure, is sort of like a quintessential jazz singer for me. She just had all of the all of the skills and the abilities of you know, being able to improvise and make new melodies and harmonies and rhythms with her improvisation. She's a very intelligent jazz singer, and also people like Sheila Jordan and Shirley Horn, very much so for her spaciousness and quiet way of getting a message across. Sheila has been a mentor and a friend for many years, and watching her documentary was especially moving. I don't know if you've seen the documentary on Sheila Jordan, but if you haven't, I think you'd really appreciate it. Her work is always been very courageous and unique, and I love her. There's so many people, you know, even Blossom Dearie is someone I love and really relate to. It goes on and on. So, but those are a couple of the main ones.
Visit Kate at her official website, www.katemcgarry.com. From her CD Girl Talk, here is Kate McGarry once again with The Man I Love.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry. Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different, something better. The Guild Cinema, located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer Kate McGarry and her new release, Girl Talk. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Kate regarding her new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And from this CD, what songs resonate for you the most personally and why?
Well, I would say "We Kiss in the Shadow" is a very strong one that I feel very strongly about, and it's in support of marriage equality. And I think that this time is coming soon when we'll put this chapter behind us where we're keeping people from this freedom that everyone should have. And
amen.
Yeah. So that arrangement was made especially with that in mind. The Man I Love had a very special effect for me in that I think it represents a habit or maybe a socialization that women have of waiting and for someone to come and save them from their lives, as opposed to just living their lives and enjoying them to the fullest and knowing that they're complete and maybe a partner will come or maybe they won't. But this song is kind of sung from the position of someone who's kind of fallen down the well of that waiting and has spent their life kind of waiting for this person, and it's a very sad and kind of bitter reading of the song. So I feel really strongly about that. And "U Cantador" was the duet with Kurt Elling, and this again was, I mean, Kurt's been an just absolute idol of mine for many years, and I think somebody who's carrying on the work of the great, the best of the best of jazz. He's a real visionary and creative force, and I was so honored that he agreed to sing with me. And that song was was sort of a tribute to Elis Regina, who is a wonderful Brazilian jazz pop and jazz singer who passed away years ago. But so that was another song that I felt really strongly about, and of course Kurt did just brought something so beautiful to it. And the story, the Brazilian lyric, is about talking about the role of the singer in society, and how we go from place to place, town to town, singing about the stories of the people there, and sort of like the bards from the old days, you know, from medieval times, how they'd go from town to town and sing to whoever was there and bring the stories of the day. And that's kind of, it's interesting that role continues even today. We go to hear singers come from, you know, all over the place to share their stories and to kind of give voice to our stories. So that song, that's what that song is about. So I guess that'd be a good overview of some of what I love from the record.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
That's a nice question, Ryan. One of my intentions of this was to pay tribute to the women, the jazz women, who have always taken songs and made something new with them, and made a new statement. They would redefine the song with their way of telling the story. And Girl Talk is a perfect example of this, because that lyric is particularly it's pretty denigrating to women, and yet Betty Carter did a version of that just made it absolutely clear that she was not at the effect of that lyric, but more that she was going to tell a different story with that lyric, and she did that. And that was kind of the impetus for a number of the intention of the whole record, was to kind of pay tribute to that quality in jazz women, how they refuse to be defined by a song, but instead redefine it, and in doing that, they make a bigger space for all women to live and express themselves. So that's one of the great things, qualities that I think we should recognize in jazz singers, and such as Betty Carter or Abby Lincoln or Nina Simone, these people who really woke up, you know, society, and helped us kind of change our outlook, and they're very powerful examples of femininity and of womanhood and of what's possible. So that's what I'm celebrating here. So I'd love it if people listened to that and remembered that quality about women in jazz and had respect and appreciation for that.
Visit Kate at her official website, www.katemcgarry.com. From her CD Girl Talk, here is Kate McGarry with special guest Kurt Elling with O Cantador.
Canto amor. Oh, eu calme-toi d'eau, calme-toi vida y amor, calme-toi amour. Canta dolno ish colio seo canta, canto mundo ki ve, e pro mundo ki vi mio canto ado, mai ja forci pra esprenta morci, pra todos avire minha voz, mesmo longe.
De que servem meu canto e eu, sem meu peito um amor que não morreu? Ah, se eu soubesse ao menos chorar cantado,
só sei cantar. Eu canto a dor de uma vida perdida sem amor. Oh, eu canto a dor de uma vida perdida sem amor.
Lê, lê.
Perdida sem amor.